Good evening. I'm Fred Brownson, 251 Cape Moonshine Road, Wentworth, New Hampshire, 03282. In Lincoln, I spoke to the impact, enabling effect of the U.S. gluttony for cheap hydropower from Quebec upon the taking of millions of acres of carbon-absorbing timber out of the Canadian forests and replacing it with rotting debris that is emitting carbon. I believe that the guys doing and the gals doing the environmental impact statement will be taking a close look at that. I'd like to add tonight one other issue, this one a national as opposed to a global issue that should be in this statement and carefully examined. Tower after tower is coming across our border bringing cheap hydropower from Quebec. It takes out forests, but it also compromises our national security. There's a time to stop it, and now is the time, and a landmark environmental impact statement for this project that denies it, not only on the local grounds that we've talked about, but on the global and national grounds, can have an enormous impact on future crossings and the increase in these very detrimental impacts. Since the first attack on the World Trade Center, I've had several opportunities to talk with clients and associates about their concern. They had responsibilities for buildings and tunnels and other major pieces of infrastructure, including public utility transmission lines. They were concerned about bombs going into tunnels and over bridges and into the basements of buildings, about dirty nuclear devices that might be brought into a highly populated New York, about containers that might carry nuclear devices into the harbors in Miami and New Jersey and New York. But I think I can say with confidence that their single largest concern was the vulnerability of our electric grids, and particularly the electric grid in the Northeast, to attacks against the transmission lines by terrorists. We are extending with every new transmission line that comes down through 1,000 miles of Canadian wilderness the number of points of attack that can be brought against the New England grid by a handful of terrorist teams that march into the woods unseen with a backpack of explosives and simultaneously take out a significant number of towers that would bring down the power to New England. Imagine that they do it in the middle of a really, really cold spell in New England when houses would freeze without power, industry would be down, might even collapse the entire grid. So the examination of the vulnerability of the Canadian portion of the delivery of hydroelectric power to the Northeastern grid should be a very important part of the environmental impact study. Thank you.